public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division 3 permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, December 18th, 2017 Planning Commission regular meeting, and you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, sir. The first one on public hearing is number 1739.
Our applicant's in the audience there. It's Jamie Berry. If you remember, this is the parcel that is somewhat at the corner of 160 and H Highway. Does everybody kind of have our bearings? It's a 4.49-acre parcel located near the junction of 160 and State Highway H with access planned from Highway 160. Applicant seeking approval of Division 3 permit for the ability to build the storage units on the 4.4-acre parcel located at 13245 U.S. Highway 160 in Forsyth. He plans to build up to six buildings over time in the first phase of the project. He's seeking the ability to add buildings in the future, realizing he will need to meet the Division 2 requirements in the guidance code for such buildings. The buildings planned would be 30 foot by 150 foot in size. With the buildings, the applicant would also like the storage of boats, campers, vehicles, etc. The applicant has met with MoDOT for the ability to have access to U.S. Highway 160, and I've circled that area in green. And he drew out just somewhat of a possible layout for the 30 by 50 buildings. The property that joins the northwest corner has four buildings to be used for car repair and sales, tire shop, and motorcycle repair with approval in 2010 for these uses. James Berry owns the home to the west of the parcel. The property to the south that does not access U.S. Highway 160 is currently residential. The property across from the parcel on State Highway H is currently Tanco Lumber Company. The property to the north consists of a farm owned by James Berry and a residence owned by Scott and Jennifer Puckett. The project scored a 7 on the policy checklist. The staff recommendations, if approving permit number 1739, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that includes plans for the following: A, sediment and erosion control; B, stormwater management; C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances over 1 acre; D, would be utility easements and building line setbacks; E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. 2, compliance letters from the following, if applicable: Central Taney County Fire District, Missouri Department of Natural Resources, and the Missouri Department of Transportation, shall be submitted to the Planning Department office. 3, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 4, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. And 5, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. Jamie, do you want to come up? I guess we got you up here to ask you some questions.
Okay.
You going to have a sign on the property?
probably advertising storage buildings.
Yep. I kind of guessed you might have.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Boat and RV storage going to be outdoor?
Yes.
Okay. Where's that planned parking?
What now?
For the boat and RV storage, where's that planned parking in?
Well, the one drawing has the building.
There we go. Yeah. There we go.
I figured we just probably two or three rows right through there. Just away from, kind of in the middle of the property where it won't be real visible.
Are you going to fence the whole property?
More than likely there'll be a divider fence and a half, partway through it. Because I don't know that I'll ever develop the full 4 acres.
Are you going to have a fence around everything that you're utilizing right now?
Yeah, we'll have a chain link fence around the whole thing. It's going to be a gated entrance.
Okay. Going to use a guard or whatever?
Yeah.
Private, okay. Thank you.
Anything else?
Who owns the property to, I'll say, the rear?
This one?
Right there.
That's the Puckett's.
Not Puckett. Are you with him? Oh, okay.
Are you going to pave the lot?
No. No, it'll be all base rock. Okay. The entrance will be concrete, but that's it.
Yeah, where the state requires your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the Puckett's home. Is there going to be some type of buffer between your property? Because what Scott read was first phase, 6 buildings. So I'm assuming you're going to expand out over time.
Over time, but more than likely where this one line is, that's where I'm going to stop.
Okay.
And if I do, yeah, there will be a buffer.
Is there timber or anything there now? What is there now?
I'm sorry.
Is there timber or any kind of buffer there now?
No.
Just a fence line?
Just a fence.
Anyone else? Do we have any other people that are supporting this application that would like to speak? If not, you may take a seat and we'll go for the people that are opposed to the application. If you would, raise your hand. Would you come forward, please, and give your name?
I am Ethel McLemore.
Okay.
I'm the residence right next to it and my daughter.
I'm Carolyn Flanagan. This is my mom. We have the property right next to where this proposed is going in at.
This one right here,
where
correct?
Is your location?
Right here?
We're right at the curve where the rock house is that's fallen in on the map.
Be right where my hand is right there.
More to the left.
There's the rock house.
This is our house here.
Yeah.
Our concern is that 2 years ago, this piece of property...
Would you come back to the podium and speak, please?
The piece of property that my mom and dad have started out originally 600 acres back in 1860. And the land has dwindled down considerably. During World War I, Chester A. Arthur purchased 100 acres of the land, a nickel acre, to house the troops on. From 1920 on till my mom and dad purchased the property in 1970, there was 3 acres of land associated with that property. In the middle 80s, somebody came through and surveyed it, and they took 2 1/4 acres of mom and dad's property, so now they're left with 3/4 acres. We've never had any problems at all with anybody. We found out that Mr. Berry purchased property in behind in this pasture that had been there for years. We never did have a problem. My mother was in the nursing home recovering from a broken ankle, and he came over, took down the fence that divided the two properties, cut down trees that had never been a problem, weren't really on his property. In taking down the trees, he just left everything there. He just cut the trees and left them. Took down phone lines during the process. Said he would put the fence back up. 2 years later, we don't have the fence back up. Our concern is if he's wanting to put a business right next to residential, the west end of the property where this is all supposed to happen at, we're not sure what the plans are for that. We don't want it to include our extended driveway or our property, and we haven't seen or heard anything that lets us know that that's not going to happen. But we've had that property since April of 1970. There's an old rock house that, like I said, was built in 1860. It is being torn down, so that end of the property is going to be empty. My mom can't see that corner of the property from where she lives at now. and we just don't want anything to upset or change anything like it is now.
Was the fence on your property?
The fence is between the two properties. The trees are on our property,
the
yes.
The trees were on your property?
Yes.
You've got a survey stake that you were confident that?
Well, from 1920 until the present day, yes. It's in the deed and contract that we have. The trees were cut down. We're not sure why he wanted them cut down. But like I said, in the process, the phone lines were taken down, and 2 years later, the fence still isn't back up.
So there's no buffer between your property and the fields and everything there at this point?
Just that fence.
And it's not there?
Not the part that he took down. The remaining part is the fence used to be back somewhat, but in recent years it has been moved up to the point where they couldn't even get behind their house. They had to walk into the cow field to be able to read the electric meter because the fence suddenly kept coming closer and closer to the back of their house. And that was probably about 15 years ago when that happened. But we're just trying to preserve this little 3/4 of an acre we have left, and you know, that's all my mom has, and we just don't want anybody impeding anything that's left of what we have.
What kind of buffer would you be satisfied with? More than a fence, or?
Something that doesn't interrupt our property. And with the business coming in, I know there's going to be a lot of traffic. There's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of cars. We've never had a business right next to where we live at. Our property is already zoned commercial. It always has been.
Right now, there's no plans. He's going to build right behind your house. He's not going to do anything behind your house right now.
Right.
You know, there's a building there close.
Yeah, there is. Right there. And the different phases. It's the first time I've heard of that.
Well, maybe that's just a power line there.
Be clear on all this before anything gets approved or. And the fence back right where it was. And we'd like to have our fence put back up, yes.
Anyone else have anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd like to have Mr. Berry come back up. I'd like to ask him a question or two. Was there a survey done upon purchasing this property?
No.
There was not any survey done.
Mm-hmm. Where did you take the fence out? Can you show us kind of on the map?
From here at the corner to right about, there's a gate for this power line easement. It's just an old woven wire and barbed wire fence that you could crawl through and step over anywhere. And I talked to her son, and he said that he had her approval. I pushed the trees, pushed them over on them, and they cut them in the firewood.
They wanted the trees then?
Yeah, they wanted the firewood.
So were the trees on them at the time, or were they
on
you?
It was on the fence row, so, I mean.
So you're not really sure?
No.
I think the first thing we ought to do is have a survey done.
Well, he'd have to do that before he built his privacy fence around it.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't get his privacy fence off of it.
But we don't know that a privacy fence is going to be sufficient for those people right there. And I think we ought to really look at what they're considering at this point. Because you are planning on putting a building right next to their house.
But does that fall within that power easement?
Commercial too.
Does that fall within that power easement?
You're not required to if it's commercial to commercial.
That fence?